Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Well, it's been, what, 2 days now since Josh announced the hand mold with his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Which sounds a little naughty, but
it does.
Did you guys finally do the hand mold?
We did it. We did it last night.
Yay! Hand mold update.
And where's the pictures?
It's currently molding right now.
I wanted pictures of you getting molded.
I know, like holding hands.
Yeah, why didn't you take a selfie?
Dude, it was so heavily involved, I didn't have an extra hand. No, I'm serious. Like, it's
what went into
annoyingly it? Involved. There's so much that goes into it. And then you're mixing and mixing and mixing, and you have to make sure that it turns a certain color. I'm colorblind, so I was stressing out about what color the mold
color
was supposed,
to
turn.
To be?
A light pink.
I would have been out too, buddy.
And then you know when it's ready.
I can't see pink.
I had no idea. And then I was getting yelled at because my girlfriend was like, it's light pink. And then it was turning white. And she's like, it's molding. Stick your hand in. So I was stressing out. And then I felt like I also inhaled 20 pounds of powder that you were supposed to mix in.
She sounds mean.
No. I don't know colors, so I didn't know when to go.
You were kind of into it, though.
It was hot.
I love how there was an argument over the hand mold.
Like, how do you do it? Is there like a bucket then you put your hands in?
It's so funny. So there's instructions, and it's all on a QR code. So they don't actually give you the instructions in the bucket that you're supposed to have. So it's a QR code video, and it's like the nicest lady ever, almost like a Siri, where she's like, step one, step two. Well, the steps are going way too fast as we're trying to follow all these instructions as the video is playing, because my phone was about 20 feet away from us and our hand was in the mold.
Yeah,
so I couldn't move, and I was like, no, come back. So I was trying to listen to all the steps, trying to figure everything out. And then you have to sit in there with your hand in the mold for, it says, 6 to 10 minutes. So,
eternity.
Dude.
What?
Whoever says 10 minutes isn't a long time.
Oh.
That's forever.
Sit with your hand in a mold.
Yeah.
What'd you guys talk about? Did you sit there and make out?
Everything under the sun. I mean, so what are we doing tomorrow?
Your whole life story.
What does your week look like? How was your day? And I mean, it was just like, oh my goodness. And then, but it was... I don't know. I don't even know what it looks like yet. And I think we also did it wrong because I think our arms were too close and you have to set them at a different angle so that it looks like your hands kind of come together.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
So it's just like looks like one big fat hand with two hands.
Yeah, like alien arms and hands in there.
I don't know yet. So the mold is going to be done by the time that our show ends, and I'm hoping that my girlfriend just like undoes it for me, so I don't have to deal with that.
Because she has it.
Yeah, she has it. So
Can she send us pictures later?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. She totally can.
Yeah.
Good.
Text her here in a little bit.
I want to see
when she wakes up.
I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. I don't want
to. Listen. You want me to text her?
Letting her. She can handle it. I don't want to deal with pulling the mold apart. I'm like, you know what? You do
that. That's the fun part, though. Because then once you pull it apart, don't you fill it with like something, like plaster or something?
Well, yeah, the plaster's in there, and then you pull the mold off the plaster and everything.
So you did the plaster.
Oh, yeah, it's setting right now.
Okay.
Like, it's been
so
setting.
You'll have the hands.
Since overnight. Oh, yeah, we'll have the hands.
By the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And we'll see how good it looks. I think we held our hands correctly. I think that'll look nice. And the whole thing, we were so nervous about air bubbles because the video was like, shake your hands around a little, wiggle your fingers, air bubbles. I mean, every step was get rid of the air bubbles. So hopefully our hands look
final
normal-ish.
Step is get rid of a girlfriend that makes you do this, I think.
Stop.
No.
I think it's
step
sweet.
10, break up.
Once the hands, once they're molded together.
And then step 11 is throw it in the trash.
Shatter it.
And leave your
the
life.
Floor.
Don't date ever again.
Oh, sad.
No, it's going to be cute. You guys are adorable.
Hopefully.
You can have it up there at the wedding.
Oh.
Yes, there we go.
You put rings on it, do whatever.
Super
stick
cute.
Some flowers in there.
Yeah.
Blah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I believe Josh has the pee today, and I love this story.
You bet I do. Talk about nostalgia. Kellogg's is bringing back toys in their cereal boxes
for the
first time in over a decade.
They're great.
Why did they stop?
Like, first of all, that's the dumbest thing ever that they stopped. I remember, obviously, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I remember when they did a promotion for like Star Wars Episode 2 or 3. I can't remember back in the day. But it was these free lightsaber spoons that came with whatever cereal you got, and I still have them to this day.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much they meant to me. And so they are teaming up with Toy Story 5. Toy Story 5 is dropping June 19th this year, and in honor of that, you're getting Buzz Lightyear, Woody, Wendy, I believe is her name. Yeah, Wendy, mm-hmm. spoons. They're getting these free toy spoons in the boxes now, and I love this.
I got a Woody.
The nostalgia factor.
Way to make it weird.
I already got one.
No.
I wanted Buzz.
Cereal box for that.
I love this so much that they're doing this again.
I grew up with three brothers, sisters, and a brother, and so we fought over that toy every time we got a new box of cereal. But it was like, you looked forward to that.
And
you know?
Katie and I grew up in a different time, so we had cereal boxes in the 80s with the toys, which was like legit things. Like, you could get like a switchblade in one of them.
Well,
you know?
Like an actual toy, though. Yeah. Like the toys
were
legit.
Few had like
back
puppies in it.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. For you guys, were your toys just on top of the cereal,
no,
or was it in
dig.
The cereal itself?
They always settled at the bottom.
Yeah, it was in the bottom.
That is so cool.
You had to tip
cool.
it sideways to try to find it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, I want that.
You had to get a pack of razor blades.
For a while, my mom and dad were like, whoever's bowl the toy falls out in, that's who gets it. And so that's how they
smart.
Tried to do it for a while. No, it wasn't. Because you're like pouring like the biggest bowl of cereal ever, right? You're like, no, not yet. Like, so they didn't think that through. But man, I miss those days. I'm glad they're bringing them back.
I can remember the two best prizes in the 80s/90s. One was a little submarine that you filled with like baking soda and vinegar, and you put it underwater. And when it bubbled, it like went.
Yes.
So that was really neat.
Oh, that's cool.
And then you remember those like little sticky octopuses? Katie,
yes.
It was like you ripped it open. It was like an octopus. The whole thing was sticky.
Yeah.
And you throw it against the wall,
the
and
wall.
It would like just murp, 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 down
yes.
the wall.
Come down the wall. Yeah.
Yep.
That's your favorite,
like,
huh?
Those were really good. And then
it was a different time, Josh.
And then every now and then they'd slide in a copy of Playboy or something.
There you go.
This one's for the daddy.
Daddy loves his honey smacks.
His cornflakes, yeah. Honey smacks?
That's funny.
Dear, pass the honey smacks. I believe the new issue's in there.
Well, anyway, you can start finding these toys in Kellogg's April 26th, so coming up here.
Cannot wait.
Yeah.
Cannot wait.
All right, I got the minus. There's a story out this morning talking about you should never put your delivery packages on your kitchen tables, dining room tables, and it doesn't have anything to do with clutter because it's something worse, you guys. It's bugs. They say cardboard is basically just a hotel for insects. It traps moisture, has tiny little hiding spots, and it can pick up a lot of little hitchhikers during shipping.
Well, and they like the glue, right?
Ants like love glue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking ants, beetles, moths, cockroaches even can get into these boxes. And they don't always stay in the box. So once those packages get brought inside your house, you're setting them on your kitchen counters, your kitchen tables, or whatever, then all these bugs are leaving the packages. And then all of a sudden, they're in your fruits and vegetables, in your cereal boxes. So they're saying what you should do, which nobody does, is open these packages somewhere where you clean regularly, or you just open them up outside and then bring your products in. But why wouldn't they just hitchhike on your products, too?
I know. Like, it seems like they'll find a way, right?
Yeah. I try not to put this kind of stuff on my tables just in general, because if you think about the transit process in general,
I know.
Warehouse to
it's gross.
You know, these trucks to, you know, they've got who knows what on these boxes. It's a lot like knick-knack. Do you do this, Katie? She doesn't put her purse on tables.
Yeah, I try not to put it on tables or the floor. Like, yeah, absolutely.
She puts it on the floor.
I hang it on
Oh, you hang
things.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, her thought process is, you know, you set it on the floor at a restaurant or at the office or whatever. So whatever you have on the floor,
well,
you're
if you
now
put it on the floor, you're poor. You can't put your purse on the floor, you're poor. That's
the
thing,
how
actually.
It is?
That's the thing. Yeah. Don't put your purse on the floor, you're poor. So you have to keep it up.
I married a hobo.
You can't put it on the floor, you poor.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Oh, that's funny.
My little sweet hobo.
I know. Tell her you can't put it on the floor. I love how your thought process stopped.
Like, wait a minute. Like, I've never heard that
saying. Wait a minute.
Women have like hooks in their purse all the time.
Yeah,
all
I've seen those purses you can
that.
Hang them. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause
nah, she just she's
floor.
In the restrooms everywhere, putting it on the floor.
No.
I guess. Oh,
ew.
Probably doing
ew.
Lines of cocaine off the toilet.
Ew.
Or something. I don't know.
Now that you know you married a hobo.
Learning a lot about knickknack this morning.
Oh, poor Jeremy.
I love you, hobo.
All right, what's the interesting?
Okay. So Nikki Glaser, she's set to host the Golden Globes again for 2027 because she's doing such an awesome job. So this will be her third time hosting when they bring her back. She is pretty dang funny, too. So she was on The Tonight Show this week, and she revealed that when she does roast celebrities and they take it well, she'll send them flowers as a thank you because she's like, hey, you're allowing me to continue to do this, right? So it's really nice of her. But remember when she made fun of Leonardo DiCaprio and how he has super young girlfriends, right? But also, she said the reason why that's the only joke anybody makes is because that's the only thing we know about you. Remember, she said the most in-depth interview you've ever done was a Teen Beat where you said your favorite meal was pasta, pasta, and more pasta. And I mean, the laughs that that got, people were talking about it forever. But the funny part about that is Leo was a good sport about it, so he got his flowers, right? And so far, he is the only celebrity who has sent something back to Nikki, and it is pretty funny.
He sent me 3 baskets of pasta as a thank you. He sent me pasta, pasta. So
That's
funny.
That's a good dude.
So good.
That's funny.
And part of me was like, does Leo want to smash? Like, I was like, all right.
All right.
No, Nikki, you're too old.
Wow.
Sorry.
I know. Exactly. Wow. You are way past
You're way
this
too
off,
old, honey.
She is hilarious and definitely interesting. So there you go.
There you go, guys. That's great. That's your PMI this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, if your eyes are red and itchy and you've had the sniffles going and you got snot everywhere, you're not alone. Allergy season is here. They say it arrived a whole lot earlier this year because of the dry weather, dry climate. All the dust is getting kicked up, dander, dirt, whatever, and you're breathing it in. They say it's going to be a really bad allergy season this year. Do you suffer from that at all, Katie?
I do, and not only that, but I feel like in Colorado, especially with the mild winter we had, we've had allergy season all year long.
Right, you're
like,
not
it
wrong.
Never stopped. Yeah. So, yeah, I suffer from it a lot here in Colorado.
Well, there's this list out this morning of the top 20 U.S. allergy capitals, and they list like all these cities around the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Denver on there, but bad news if you're living down in the Springs. Springs popped at the 15th worst state in the nation.
Ooh.
For
really?
Allergies. I don't, it doesn't say why. I don't know. I
Closer
guess
to the mountains a little bit,
maybe,
more pollen?
Yeah, it's a little tucked there. And
yeah,
I don't know.
The valley.
Anyway, we got that one guy here at work.
That was rough.
Who's always going, he's doing that.
Oh.
Ugh. It grosses me out when people do that.
Oh, yeah. Like, even when somebody, like, blows their nose in front of me.
I was standing there talking to him the other day. He's like,
oh, no.
I'm like, please, knock it off.
You're like, I need to walk away now. Like,
gross.
Yeah. Ugh.
Josh, knock it off.
I'm sorry.
I got a little Jer on sports. The fine people over at Ranker.com are voting on the best MLB mascots.
Yay.
Oh, where's Dinger?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Dinger did come out on the list, although I really believe Dinger is probably one of the most boring mascots on the planet. He never does anything.
He's just recognizable. Like, you know that dinosaur
belongs in
Colorado.
He's a huge purple dinosaur. The other purple dinosaur.
He's boring, though. We saw Dinger on the home opener. He was out walking around. That's all he does.
Dude, he was riding a trike.
Well, no,
no,
you're right.
He
compared
just walks
to
around.
Our other mascots,
There's
like
no Rocky.
Miles
well, Rocky,
and Rocky,
Rocky's
the
goat.
Best
Miles,
mascot.
He gets up there on the scoreboard.
Well, Rocky gets in the rafters, and
he throws the ball back.
Yeah, he's got the half-court shot. Like, Rocky is the goat of all mascots. So, yeah, when you compare Dinger to Rocky,
Dinger does nothing.
A little underwhelming,
he
for
just
sure.
He stands there like
Where
a
does
dork.
He come on that list, though?
Seventh.
Okay.
The Philly Fanatic. The Philly Fanatic, obviously.
Yeah, Philly
Fanatic's
number one.
Mr. Met, New York Mets, the Mariner Moose came in third.
Really?
And then he's down on the list at 7. I don't know. It was like
I'm
a
surprised.
Pity vote, maybe?
I'm surprised he's so high on that list.
The best thing he ever did was get out of that egg.
I know.
You know, way back in what, 93?
Opening day in 93?
Yeah, that's the most intense thing he's done. You're right.
Other than that, he just sits around like an idiot.
Oh.
Come on, Dinger, step it up.
Funny.
I got one more thing for you. Live Nation is starting their $30 ticket promotion. It's back. It's called Summer of Live, and you'll have access to 4,000 concerts to choose from. Guns N' Roses, Iron Maiden, MGK, Motley Crue, Rob Zombie.
What?
Marilyn Manson? What is this, 97?
Outside of MGK, I know. Are we getting to the 2000s for these
Santana,
concerts?
Santana, Pitbull's on there.
Even
the
that, it's an
Doobie
older
Brothers.
Act. Why are there so many? What, do they have
it's the $30 and
it's
under.
$30.
No, but are there any acts that people would want to see, like the younger generation?
Maybe Post Malone.
Who cares about the younger generation,
no,
Katie?
That,
let's
come
go
on.
See Motley Crue and Marilyn Manson.
You
let's
better
go.
Start that show at
you
5
coming
o'clock.
Coming with me? I'm fine with that. Let's go.
No.
Can you wrap it up
crazy.
By 9:30?
No, exactly.
Nine tops we can hit the road? I got work the next day.
I know you do, but that's
You wouldn't go to you wouldn't go to Rob Zombie?
I don't know. I
Pitbull?
Think the time has passed for
Pitbull
me to
would be good.
Yeah, you're old and crusty.
Mr. 305.
No, I want to like I'm just thinking of like shows that the Baby Nana would go see and even
oh,
for $30 I don't think she'd but that's who
live
is
your
out
life.
There doing
who
it.
Like, you live your Nana. Life.
I don't know.
You
I
go
just,
enjoy live music.
I get this, but if you're trying I just think if you're trying to save people money it's a younger generation who's looking to save a buck and I don't think that
well,
they
can
pony
stay home and cry about it.
To pay for any of those bands.
I don't want those people there.
They don't want to be there either, so
good.
I think you're good.
This is perfect.
You're good to go.
I can spend $120 here and go to multiple concerts.
Yeah. They don't know who Marilyn Manson is.
Good.
Go watch
Stay
cool.
home.
The Doobie Brothers.
Whine about mortgage prices.
Jeez. Yeah. <it's>
yeah. Once you go to your little crybaby room they got set up for you at work so you can cry about it. I'm going to be there with Rob Zombie tearing it up.
In bed by 9.
I'm lying. I'm not going at all.
Know,
not a chance
like,
in hell I'm going.
This is
although
not.
Yeah, Katie's the one, though, that like if you go out past 9, it takes you a week to recover.
Absolutely.
I've noticed.
A
week to recover.
Oh, yeah. No, it hurts me so bad. Like
you better
I
never
can't.
Have another baby.
No, I don't
You better
think
make
that's...
sure you're protected. If you're up, you would die.
I know. I think you're right. I think
don't
you're right.
Have a baby.
I don't have it in me anymore.
No, you don't want it
I
in
do
you.
I don't want
Okay.
You don't want your
She's
doobie.
Practicing
you don't
the
want
best
your doobie
birth
brother.
Control right now.
I am. I know. I don't know why
you
you're
got to stay away from Katie's Motley Crue. Her Iron Maiden.
Miss me with the Doobie Brothers. I don't even want one.
You don't even want to look at her, Rob Zombie.
I know.
We have any more sports?
Yeah, we do. Really quickly, the Avs and the Nuggets both played last night, and it was a tale of two different teams. The Avalanche did get the win and pretty much dominated the LA Kings other than maybe a few minutes through the second period. And the Nuggets, on the other hand, I mean, it was virtually an unwatchable game last night. That was unfortunate. They will bounce back. Nuggets play tomorrow at 6:30 p.m., and then the Avs have to wait until Sunday at 2:30 p.m. to try to get that ever-elusive sweep against the L.A. Kings. So go, Nuggets,
go,
Avs. We'll see what
Let's
happens
go
with the
Nuggets.
Nuggies. Yeah, we'll see. Go, yeah, it's like, go Avs! And then,
I know,
go Nuggets. Poor guys.
Here's hoping they can pull it together. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. But, hey, we talked about this story last year, and they finally made it happen. Two Lazy Dogs Bar and Grill is officially going to be opening. So they announced a comfortable dive bar downtown, same as any other dive bar with darts, pool, and late nights, except... the dog theme twist. So adoption events, you can expect that out at Two Lazy Dogs Bar and Grill, as well as drinking out of a dog bowl. Remember when we talked about this and we talked
Who are
about
you,
how
Sydney
they're
Sweeney?
Well, they're, yeah. maybe they're trying to tap into that crowd. Who knows? But
wait, so is this different than the Lazy Dog?
Yes, like, okay, different than the lazy dog. Remember, it was
I thought you were saying two
owner.
Lazy dogs were being made.
No, it was a dog owner who saw a need for a bar where you could bring your dog, but they could drink and have fun. Not just a place where your dog could lay out on the patio, a place where your dog could be a patron. So, again, this is going to open on Monday. That is a rough day
neat.
For a doggy
that's
bar
weird.
To open, right?
Yeah,
a Monday?
Fun.
Why wouldn't we do it on a Friday? But, yeah,
so
raise
your dog
the
can
woof,
get drunk?
You little puppy nanas. No, they'll have nanas. Alcoholic beer for the puppies.
Oh, is that
but
what they're doing?
It's just the entire environment.
You get that one
right?
golden retriever starts
exactly.
humping everybody.
Well, just you know,
stagger
you
home.
Know, ruins
yep.
it for everybody. So yeah,
it's like Josh at a bar.
They're gonna
it
keep
is.
Stuff
starts
in
grinding
check,
on your leg.
It's a neat idea. And again, opening Monday, so if
I guess.
You want to check it out,
I don't know if
I
it's
like
responsible
it.
To get wasted and adopt a puppy, but.
Okay, they're not encouraging you to get wasted. A lot of people can go out and have a drink or two and enjoy somebody's company.
There you go.
And they want to have their dog along with them so they can drink out of a dog bowl. But the people can drink out of dog bowls as well. That's the thing. That's
who
the
are
whole
you, Sydney
theme.
Sweeney?
Exactly. Again, tapping into that crowd. Speaking of more beer, the World Beer Cup happened in Philly this week, and a lot of Colorado beers taking home medals. So shout out to all the local breweries. I have some fun names here for some winners, like River North Brewery got a gold medal for their Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun coffee beer.
I love
that's
this.
Pretty fun.
I love going to breweries because of the names.
Exactly. And
so good.
A silver medal winner, shout out to Telluride Brewing for their Face Down Brown.
Perfect.
You know? Because you just fall on the ground, right? Exactly.
Sounds like a Kama Sutra position.
That's when you were at that doggy bar too late. See? Face down brown right there on the pavement. And then one of the bronze winners, the Emporium Brewing Company, had Animal Strike Curious Poses honey beer.
Okay. You know what? I'm not mad at any of these.
I thought you'd really like that one. So there you go. Shout out to all the Colorado breweries.
I want to be on like the marketing team for a brewery.
Me too.
You know? Just come up with the names.
You could come up with some really fun names. And again, you would try the beer just because of the name, right?
Yep.
I know a lot of people would do that.
It's beers, it's pot weed, and no joke, I'm trying not to be too sexy here, but I've been shopping for carpet.
Yeah.
The ridiculous name for carpet colors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets you going.
Delicious
doesn't it?
Almond. You know, it's like, oh, God.
Cappuccino.
Yeah.
The last thing you want on your carpet. Yeah,
right.
But okay.
Spilled cappuccino.
Okay. And then proving that Colorado has a festival for everything today and tomorrow, you can get into Bigfoot Days up at Estes Park.
Okay, that sounds fun.
You
it
could
does,
show
right?
up to that
shut
in your flip flops.
Jeremy, no, it's
Jimmy.
For Sasquatch,
size
okay?
12 and women.
Tonight, I do not. Don't you dare
no,
start that rumor, Josh.
They're not that big. It's
no.
just more the fact that they're hairy.
No, yeah. they're not.
Little hobbit, little hobbit
I shave my toes, okay?
Like, really?
Everybody does. Yeah,
Nick-Nack
you have
does.
To shave your toes. Get those little scraggly hairs on them.
I gotta ask my girlfriend.
You gotta shave your toes every time. Every single time.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Okay. Yeah. So
sometimes I do it to her on a Saturday night. And it's like, hey, babe, can I shave your toes today?
Give me that big toe.
God.
Tonight they've got the Bigfoot themed barbecue. And then tomorrow it's the big festival. So they've got Bigfoot celebrities out there. People from Expedition Bigfoot, that show on Discovery Channel, they're going to be out there. One of the actors from Pretty Little Liars is on that show, and he's going to be in Estes Park tomorrow, and all things Squatchy. Yay! Gets going at 10 in the morning,
you know
and
what?
It's free admission.
I
want
to
so.
Do this.
Yes,
it
free admission!
It sounds fun.
Yeah, but
Estes Park tomorrow.
Estes Park tomorrow starts at 10 a.m.
It's
going
to be a little damp, isn't it, though? Isn't it supposed to be raining?
A little bit, yeah. So
oh,
it's going to be
okay.
a little soggy,
you
but
might see
perfect
him,
for all things Squatchy. Town of Estes Park Events Complex is where that one's happening.
All right.
But if you
go.
Can't make it to that, I have another thing for you
what?
To check out. The Loveland Pickle Fest.
The Pickle Fest is
a
going on?
A briny celebration like no other. That's what they're calling this one. So for the love of pickles, Pickle Fest, whether you're a pickle enthusiast or just pickle curious, this festival is packed with tangy fun, delicious brews, and plenty of pickle-themed surprises. Starts at noon at Loveland Aleworks. There you go. Are you pickle curious, Jer?
Well, one time in college. Wow, look at that. Nailed it. 7:30. Let's have some fun. Call this here radio station and try to play Fast Five. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I'll get you in the studios. Always looking for people who have never called before. People with kids in the car. We love talking to your kiddos. Giving them a shout-out, 303-691-1649. Fast Five is presented by Bally's Casino Blackhawk. Best value with $5 blackjack and $5 menu items daily. Once we get you on the phone, we'll get to know you, find out what you're doing this weekend, and then I'll throw a category at you and start that 10-second timer within 10 seconds. You got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? Call us, 303-691-1649. If you get placed on hold, do not hang up. Do not hang up if you get placed on hold. Katie, give us some examples.
Okay, because we don't know what you're an expert at. So you could know five brands of makeup no problem, right? Or you paid attention in school and you could list five oceans. Yesterday, Doug was the big winner. He named five sports teams that don't end with S. And I believe we asked that like three times before somebody finally got it. But that's how it goes sometimes, right?
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
You might be an expert. You might get a stumper. But come on, become a little radio superstar for a few minutes. We'll turn around and make this a podcast, too. You can share it with your friends. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. 49. What are we playing for today?
Yeah, parents, make sure you're calling because your kids are going to love you if you can score these four-season passes to Eledge Gardens. It's a family four-pack, and really big prize if you can win at Fast Five today.
There you go, guys. Josh is busy getting everybody placed on hold. If you're calling in, hang tight, 303-691-1649. Kim made it in. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What do you got on tap?
Well, I'm walking the dog currently.
Yeah? Anything going on this weekend? Anything fun? Anything today?
Today, I'm going to get my boobs squeezed.
Oh.
The annual trip to
I thought you got a new boyfriend or something.
I know. I was like, what are we getting into here? But
what's
very important to do, Kim. Very important.
Yeah. Get those breastuses squished. Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Encourage everyone over 50 to get it done.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to.
You do. It's part of it. And it's a lot less invasive now, right? I mean, it used to really hurt.
Unless you're into it.
Yeah.
We have the machines other places, but mine is still going to hurt a little bit.
Oh,
but
no.
It's worth it.
Oh. Yeah, you still got to do it. Exactly.
It's all right. A little preventative maintenance, Kim. Good for you.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. Okay, I'm going to give you a movie one that came in overnight from one of our listeners. They love sending these. Now, no sequels and no help, no cheating, okay?
Okay.
In 10 seconds, give me five movies starring Liam Neeson. Go!
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I'm not good with him. This is awful.
Oh.
I was so ready for your breaks one.
You were ready for what?
The brakes one.
Oh, the
from yesterday.
Parts
oh,
of the
yes.
brake system.
Oh, he said he was going to say that today. You're right.
Darn it. I could have done five people who would squeeze your boobies.
Yes, I would get that one.
I have to say, no, I already know five right away, Kim. So that one's a lot easier.
Oh, Kim. Thanks for having some fun with us. Good luck at the dock today. And thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye.
Who else do we got? Let's see who's been holding the longest here.
I already know five. Hi, thank you.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hey, turn down your radio, all right? What are you doing right now?
I am sitting in traffic.
Oh,
I guess there's a real bad accident, so it's bad out here.
Oh,
where are you at?
I'm over in Commerce City.
Are you?
Usually takes me 30 minutes. I've been in the car for over an hour.
Oh, hell no.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That ain't right. Are you just parked? Are you at a standstill?
I'm at a standstill, Ben. That's why I was like, I'm going to call today.
Yeah.
You should. I'm glad you did. Do me a favor. Honk your horn really quick. Thank you.
I know. That was fun.
That'll get people moving. Good for you. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
I just was thinking about it. I was going to go check out my friend. He opened a sports car trading center over in the Aurora Mall, so I was going to go check that out.
There you go. That sounds fun. Why not? What a fun business. All right.
That's
what I said.
I said, wow.
You did? You're like, wow. You're like,
I was like, I didn't know that about you.
Wow. Owen Wilson, right? Wow. Wow. Okay, have you been listening this week to Fast Five?
Yes, I have.
All right, you might have heard this one. I'm going to reuse it because I love it. In 10 seconds, give me five characters from the Ninja Turtle franchise, but you can't name any of the turtles. Go.
I absolutely do not know.
Oh, no.
I only know the Ninja Turtles.
This is a good
one,
though.
Yeah, they got a whole cast of characters.
They do.
Just for fun, name the Ninja Turtles.
I'm like the red one, the blue one, the green one.
Correct.
They're all green, but yes. It was good.
Raphael's one, I know that.
Yes, God. He is.
Well, you would have had one if I included the Ninja Turtles.
Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello.
Lindsay, before we let you go, honk your horn one more time. Thank you.
That little beep. That was good.
You be
Lindsay.
Safe, Lindsay. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
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 Oh, that's funny.
The person in front of her is right now.
Like,
I can't
like,
go
I
anywhere.
Can't go. Stop.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hey, you. What are you doing this weekend?
I am. My boyfriend and I are actually going to take a little day trip down to Cortez.
Ew. Oh. What's going on in Cortez?
He has family out there, so go visit family.
Are you going to go to Mesa Verde while you're there? I always have to stop there. If I'm in Cortez, I'm going to Mesa Verde.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
We may. Yeah. We'll put that on our bucket list.
Yeah. If you do, you have to, like, they have an opportunity for you to actually climb into the cliff dwellings, and that is so worth it. Like, to be in that history and see what, like, hundreds of years ago was, it is very spiritual, Jeremy. Yeah. You're so right.
Trippy.
Like, it's worth it.
But you're probably just going to go down and get a hotel room and make out with your boyfriend.
I know,
Let's be honest.
It sounds way more fun. It does.
Katie, let's be honest.
If you get the chance, the dwellings are fabulous.
Okay, don't bother, Elizabeth. Just go make out.
Or do what Jeremy says.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's what they're doing. Yeah, she's like, we'll put that on our list when we're done making out.
Absolutely.
How long have you been with this dude?
A few months.
Oh, yeah, you're in prime makeout time.
Okay, it's still fun and interesting.
You still like him.
Yeah.
So. Yes. I love him. I love him dearly.
All right, good. Well, you have a heck of a weekend. All right, let's do some Fast Five with you. Michael Jackson is popping right now. He's everywhere because
he's so good.
This movie. So without naming, you can't name Michael Jackson, but give me five members of the Jackson family. Go.
Oh, God. LaToya Jackson, Janet Jackson, Reggie Jackson.
No!
Yeah, you got three.
There's who's his kids? Blanket and Paris?
Blanket. There's Jafar, who plays him in the movie.
And Bubbles the Monkey.
And Ben, his rap friend. Oh, like, there's so many. Yeah. There's so many.
You got close, Elizabeth. Not too shabby. Not bad at all. Well, you have fun sucking face down in Cortez this weekend, alrighty?
Okay, I definitely will.
All right, see you later. Have a good one.
Thank you, you too.
Yeah, it's totally making out. All right, who's been holding so darn long? It's Melissa. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Will you hurry up and win this silly game?
Oh, I hope so. Ooh. I always get so nervous and choke, though, but it's been a long time, so maybe this is my time.
Well, I don't want you to choke, so be careful. Take a breath. What are you doing this weekend?
Tonight we are going to the second game of the Colorado's first round playoffs for the Colorado Eagles, and if they lose, we'll go again on Sunday, but if they win, we're going to wait for round two.
Okay. Sports.
Yeah.
Wow, I know. It's so intense.
Playoffs.
I know. The Colorado Eagles are in the playoffs, too.
Man, a lot of sports action going on in this.
That's the poor man's Avalanche up here in Northern Colorado.
That's all right. It's still a blast.
And our buddy Big Rob.
So much fun.
Yeah, Big Rob, who you hear on Mix 100 after us, he is the in-game arena host for the Colorado Eagles.
I know.
So you
know
our Big Rob.
I've spoken to him many times.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a good dude. He's into it, for sure.
Yeah. We're always sad when he's not there, when he's at the Avs or something.
I know. We're sad when he's not here, too. We get it.
No, we like it when he's not here because he bosses us around, Melissa.
I bet he does.
We're happy when he's gone.
He seems awful.
He's a horrible man.
No, stop spreading those rumors.
He knows I love him.
We love Big Rob.
All right, well, this is going to be perfect for you. We'll see how you do. This is the next one on the list. In 10 seconds, you can do past or present, okay? Past or present. But I do need five Colorado/Denver sports legends. Go.
Okay, John Elway, Patrick Waugh, Joe Sakic. Peyton Manning. Oh my gosh! Help me! Help me!
You got four.
We just needed a Todd father. Nicole Jokic.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
I should have stuck with one sport. I was bouncing around
Shannon
too
Sharp.
Much.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Terrell Davis.
Oh, I know. There's so
oh
many.
Oh my gosh!
Carl Mecklenburg.
I'm so ashamed. I have my whole family room is dedicated to Denver sports, and I've
Melissa!
Over, and I'm not at home. I told you I choked.
You choked.
No, you got
bad.
Four. So choke. You didn't choke, but man, you did come up a little short.
Darn it.
That was probably if I tell anybody that I didn't get this, I'm probably gonna be disowned from my friend group, my family.
I would just keep this to yourself, Melissa.
It's our little secret. Okay, we won't tell anybody.
Yeah, we'll pretend this never happened.
Exactly. Exactly. Control Alt Delete.
Yes.
Everybody.
And did I say my name was Nancy, right?
That's right, Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Fancy Nancy. You have a great weekend, yeah. Nancy.
Go Eagles, go Avs, go Nuggets.
Thanks, Nancy. Have a good weekend.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye, bye Nancy.
Oh, man. That would be me, though. That.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. My God, we can't get a winner today.
Well, we are here for it. Today's my son's 9th birthday, so he's super excited that we got through.
Hey, here we go.
Yay! Hey, what's your son's name, Kelsey?
His name is Merrick. Can he say hi real quick?
Sure.
Hi,
buddy.
Hi, Merrick. Happy birthday.
Merrick.
Thank you.
What did you ask for your birthday?
Money.
Attaboy.
You are smart kid.
Yeah, tell your mom to give you a crisp Ben Franklin, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Kelsey, you ready to play?
I am ready.
Okay. In 10 seconds, give me 5 Denver sports legends. Go!
McKinnon, McCarr, Elway, Manning, Jokic. That's some time to spare.
That's 5.
Dang, cocky.
That's 5, and you could drop that. You had time to spare.
You're
like,
yeah, let's go, guys.
Come on. That's
hurry up and give me my prize.
Right there.
Give me my Woo-hoo! Prize. What's your son's name again?
His name's Merrick.
Put Merrick back on the phone.
There you go.
Hello.
Hi, Merrick. Can you say, Jeremy, hello. Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
Yeah, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound.
You got it, buddy.
So adorable.
You got a birthday win, buddy.
Oh, Merrick.
Yeah.
Hey, hope you have the best birthday, Merrick. You're adorable. That was so cute.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. Have a good day. All right, Kelsey, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to come back and tell you all about that prize today.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, everybody. So cute. We'll play again bright and early Monday morning, 7:30 every darn day here at Denver's Mix 100. Is this Madison?
Yeah.
Hi, Madison.
Hey.
It's Jeremy, Katie,
hello.
And Josh. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You won those mammoth tickets this week, and we threw your name in the hat with everybody else that won, and we pulled out your name, and you win the fully catered suite for Saturday night's game.
Oh, my gosh.
Woo-hoo.
I'm so excited. Yay.
Yeah, girl. Yay. you get to have about 12 people, I think, in there with you. It is going to be catered. And then we're going to come hang out with you for a little bit, too. So we'll be in the suite with you.
Okay, awesome.
Yay.
Woo-hoo.
Yay. We've been totally Facebook stalking you, or Instagram stalking you as well. So, and Josh wants you to bring all your girlfriends, okay?
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Awesome. Josh wants to meet all your girlfriends.
Perfect.
Yeah.
You guys can't get mad at me if I don't have 12 people there.
No, okay. you can roll in 12 deep. I
yeah,
know you
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
I know you are.
Just make sure you bring that energy because we're going to need you to cheer on your Colorado Mammoth.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Don't worry. I'm there. I'm looking for a husband, so.
Hey, there you go. Perfect.
Me too, girl. Me too.
Josh will bring some of his guy friends, too. Okay?
I gotcha.
Madison, we are excited to meet you and hang out with your friends, your family, whoever you invite on Saturday night. And we'll see you at the Mammoth game, okay?
Perfect. I'm so excited.
Well, we are excited as well. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to hop back on the line with you and confirm all your details. And let's have some fun on Saturday night, girlfriend.
Okay, girlfriend.
Okay, hold on.
Bye, Madison. I like how she called
She's
you out
so
a little.
Sweet. I know,
okay,
girlfriend. Shut up.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
So off the air, you were telling me something about your daughter and how she's mad at you, and I was like, whoa, hold on. Don't tell me now.
I know.
Just tell me on the air what was going on. So what's the deal with baby Nana this time?
Well, because I am trying to be an adult and book a therapy session, right? Like, I'm really trying to be an adult over here. So I was looking into our insurance, and I was on the phone with our insurance company for forever just trying to figure out what is covered with my benefits, right? So I found out that deductibles are a dumb thing. I don't like just me adulting over here. Like, it just like what it did is it got me so worked up because there are a lot of things I need to do to even get in front of a therapist, which I think is stupid. Like, why am I even paying for insurance? It got me going. So then I was just thinking, I was like, listen, I know all the Gen Z and, you know, even younger millennials, they will just ask ChatGPT to help them with their problems. And I was you know, that's free 99. I'm all about that. So I just started asking the robot the things I would ask a therapist, right? And so I'm sitting there on ChatGPT and I'm just entering in things that I've already got locked and loaded for a therapy session.
Chat, why do I cry so much?
And it gave
why
me
am I crying?
Some, but it gave me some really, really good stuff. And so I thought I was super smart. I'm over here saving money. I'm getting advice. I'm trying to better myself. And so when the baby Nana called me and we're catching up with our days, right? We're catching up with each other. I told her. It's like, you'll never guess what I did. I actually asked the robots for something and they gave me some pretty solid advice. So I told her the story and she immediately was like, Mom, no, you can't do that. You can't ask the robots for advice when it comes to therapy because they're always going to agree with you. They're never going to give you the straight up advice you need because they want you to be in their favor, right?
Like, I don't know about that.
No, they do. Like, they always, it's positive reinforcement. There's a video that went viral yesterday that got millions of views where this guy, he goes on and asks ChatGPT, he says, hey, what's going on with my face here? I put it into a filter and it makes me look really ugly. ChatGPT immediately went, yes, you know what? It does make you look rather silly, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on and goes, you know what? I actually wasn't using a filter. That's just my face. And ChatGPT goes on and goes, oh, well, you know what? Shadow and the lighting. The lighting was kind of bad. So your face actually looks great. And the guy gets so sad because he's like, it just destroyed me, basically.
Yeah,
it always gives you that positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily maybe give you the things that you need
to
hear.
What kind of questions were you
asking?
Okay,
so here's the thing is I have a possible trip coming up where I'm going to have to see members of my family. And it just kind of gets a little dicey around. Like, for me, I hold everything in until I don't. And then it boom, right? And so that's kind of it with my family, too. And so I was telling ChatGPT, like, how do I go about it this time so that doesn't happen? And it actually gave me a lot of good advice as far as, you know, it's not that I'm just blowing up and getting angry. It's a normal reaction. It's just I'm not addressing it the right way. Like, when I get to a one or a two, I'm ignoring it. And then a three or four, I'm still ignoring it and trying to keep it in because I don't want to offend anybody. I think I'm complaining or whatever.
You are.
And well, but that's the thing is it said there's a difference between complaining and communicating.
Oh,
like,
there
so
is
if
a
you're
big
communicating,
difference.
That's just you communicating your feelings. So you don't
through
get a to a nine before you open your mouth. But
yeah,
still,
No,
but still, when I shut up and I don't say anything and then all of a sudden something little sets me off.
You're a Katie
like,
volcano.
That's kind of what they were giving me advice towards. And also something I screenshotted something they said because I was like, I'm going to use that. They said, your feelings are always valid. It's your behavior that's not. A robot told me that. What?
That's a pretty solid
like,
line
that
right
really
there.
Solid.
Made me throw up in my
mouth.
Yeah,
that's really solid. That's like the whole leave it at the door before you come in.
I just saved
leave it at the door.
$400 in therapy fees just getting that from a robot for free. So I just... As much as I agree with little baby Nana in that I probably shouldn't just write an essay to ChatGPT every night about how I'm feeling,
no, you should.
I think it was good for me to at least get what was off my chest going into a situation I'm uneasy about, right?
It's just going to go search the entire web on advice to give you, whether it's positive or negative. It's just going to take the information and regurgitate it to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine with you to have it in a more positive light as it is presenting it to you.
Yeah, I thought
that's
so,
that's good
too.
For you.
I thought
personally.
So, too. I honestly thought that it gave me a good starting point, at least. And not only that, but then you go back to the positive reinforcement because, you know, it kept, because ChatGPT will be like, you know, do you want me to give you some examples of what you can say and blah, blah. We get to that point. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm good. I think I have a really good stance on how I'm going to approach this. And its response was, well, I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you for being so self-aware that you know that this is a thing that you're, you know, that you're addressing something before it even happens because that shows maturity. maturity. The fact that you know this is something that could happen before you even experience it, like, that is self-awareness, and you need to give yourself props for that. And I'm just like, okay, robot.
Allow me to pat myself on the back. And then it was like, now can I suggest a playlist to cry to? And can I design t-shirts for you with witty sayings?
Really looking out for me. I love it. Therapist could never.
Thanks, chat.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
The old NFL draft kicked off last night in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And pretty pumped about that because I'm tapped into sports.
Yeah, so you are?
Super tapped in.
I was glued to it last night. I was really into it. So I think Vegas went first, if I recall.
Yeah.
Took QB Fernando Mendoza.
There you go.
Number one overall.
I was going to ask you who went first.
Yeah, I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
What college was he at again, Jer?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Perfect season, Indiana.
Was that what it was?
Yep. Yeah, sure there was. We go.
I know the Jets went all in. They didn't mess around. They got edge rusher David Bailey.
Look at you.
He's pretty solid. I think the Cardinals took Jeremiah Love, too, if I recall. I've been tracking him for years.
Running back out of Notre Dame.
Good guy.
Really, really good.
Since I'm pretty tapped into everything sports related, over the past few weeks, in honor of the draft this month, we've been doing our own fun little JKJ draft here at Mix 100. We've done your celebrity best friend draft. We've done the appetizer draft. I know chicken tendies went pretty quick in that one. So this time around, we're going to do our self-care draft. If you're going to be drafting three types of self-care, what are they going to be? And I believe, Katie, you get to go first in the first round here.
Oh, I'm on the clock? What?
Yep,
okay, so I am picking first something that completely settles my soul, makes me completely at home, and I could just be in there for hours, and that is take a bath in my big fat garden tub.
That's pretty good.
And read a book. I'm talking like chapters and chapters. We're in there for hours. The book may fall in the water. We're still reading it. Like, it is one of my favorite things to do. And again, I could spend 3 to 4 hours in a bathtub. So that's self-care all day. That's
human
self-care.
Stew.
Yeah. Sign me up.
All right. Relaxing in the bath.
With a book.
With a book.
Has to be with a book. Because you can't drop your phone in the bathtub. That doesn't work as well.
No,
that makes you sad.
It's close to toaster right there.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that. That'll
electrocute
you.
All right, Josh, let me play your little sound here.
All right, Josh, and the first overall pick for him, I have my whole playlist that I have created for 5 or 6 years now of chill music. I throw this on and I just listen to this playlist, and that helps me calm down if I ever need to. It relaxes me. This is a list that I'll go to sleep to.
That's pretty good.
I love this playlist that I have accumulated songs over years now, and I'll throw some AirPods on and just fall asleep.
That's good self-care. Just listening to music you love. It brings you down. You enjoy it. It's relaxing.
Always in a happy place.
It's your
every single time.
And Maxin playlist.
It's literally really my good. Chill music
that's
playlist.
Chill, bro. Bad day
at
work. Chill.
Yep. I love it.
Put some Inya on. All right. My turn.
She's in that. Okay, she's in that.
Is
sorry. She
what?
Is.
Inya's solid, you guys. Okay, I'm diving deep. I'm going to Silence Tech here. And what I like to do is just get places early and sit in my car in silence just for a few minutes. I think that's good self-care.
That's my favorite.
When you're going to an event, I know Josh does it here at work. He sits outside for about 45 minutes just to gather his thoughts
crying,
before he comes
actually.
In. And I think it's just good to be alone with yourself, gather your thoughts, push out all the bad juju and bring in some good juju, and then you're ready to take on whatever event, activity, family activity that you are heading into. Get there about 10 minutes early and just make a hiney ho in your car.
I can do this. I can do this. Put on the smile.
So that's coming out from Silence Tech today.
That's great.
Katie, let me play you your little song.
My
second
pick
round,
number
go.
Two.
Yep.
I am on the clock. Okay. And I know that TLC gave us some very sage advice back in the 90s, but I'm not following it. I'm going to chase waterfalls all day. Oh, I'm going to chase waterfalls. You know that's one of my favorite things to do, and we're seeing a theme with my picks here, all water-related, but studies show water, the sound of water, seeing water, all of it improves your mood, improves your mental health, improves your overall
liquid.
Health, and it is immediate. Like, the effects of water are real, so I will go out and chase waterfalls. I actually just went to a new one not too long ago at Alberta Falls up in Estes Park.
Beautiful.
So I'm a big fan. It fills my bucket every time, and yeah, that's a good good pick. I know that's a good pick.
That's a great
pretty darn solid for self-care. It's, Katie's so into the sound of trickling liquid that she'll follow me into the men's room and stand behind me while I'm at the urinal.
That has nothing to do with water,
it's so
though.
Serene.
She whispers in my ear and everything. We are in the middle of the self-care draft with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Josh.
Yeah, with my second overall pick. Kind of like Katie a little bit, but I have been running and walking for years now, and I love it. But I am adding someone to this. My girlfriend, we do a little evening. She calls it her hot girl walk. A lot of girls do that.
Yeah,
it's an evening walk to wind down while the sun is setting. Absolute favorite thing.
Yeah,
I love it. It calms you down. And there is a whole science behind this with circadian rhythm that if you watch the sunset and get that sunset in your eyes, it will make you more tired so you're not staying up throughout the night. By far my best wind down self-care thing. I absolutely love it. And I'm adding my girlfriend in with that. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Hot girl walk.
Hot girl walk.
Hot girl walk. I didn't know we were calling it that, and I like it.
I absolutely love it. I go on my hot girl walk every evening. I love it.
Cute. All right, my second pick. This is coming straight out of email state. What you do at work if you're kind of down in the dumps, a little self-care action at work. Take that email signature that you have at work and put a fake title on there. Oh. Much like what I do at work, I have Director of Awesome on my email signature. And no matter what, if you're having a bad day, you're kind of bleh about work, every time I send that damn email out and it says Director of Awesome, it just makes me smile.
Aww.
So I think the key to self-care is make up a title for yourself at work.
I like that.
I like that one, too. I may make up my own title also.
Yeah,
it does say Director
Queen
of
Queen of Business.
It does. Yeah.
Yeah, mine says Jeremy, on-air host / Director of Awesome.
That's so great. That brings a smile to my face.
That
I
is
know.
Good self-care action right there. All right, we are in the middle of our self-care draft today in honor of the NFL draft going on this month. This is the third draft we've had this month, actually. We did the appetizer draft. We had the celebrity best friend draft. But today, it's all about the self-care. Now, round one and two already happened. Katie said sitting in a bath with a book and then chasing waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Josh said, I'm going to throw on my chill playlist and go on a hot girl walk.
Yeah.
I said, sit in silence in your car and make up a fake job title on your email signature.
Both solid picks.
All in the name of self-care. But we're going to dive into round three. Katie, you're up.
Okay, so I've told you about the term menu stocking before, but something I'll take it a step further, something that makes me feel really good is when I scroll eat, and that is scrolling on food videos to find my favorite meal, right? But then I go one step further and I make that meal. So I'll go to the store, I'll get everything I need for said meal, and then I'll come home and I'll make it. Now, usually this is on a weekend because takes a lot of work. So, but it makes me feel so good when I see something on social media, I bring it into fruition in my kitchen, and then I eat it. It makes me feel like I accomplished something. And so that's a good day for me. A good day when scroll eating and I win and I'm champion. So,
scroll eating in the name of self-care.
So much fun.
So good.
All right. I saved my absolute favorite for last. And I don't know if it actually, I mean, it's got to be self-care for me personally, but it is when I finish a job or at the end of a long day or anything like that, and I just get to crack open a cold Dr. Pepper.
Ooh. Dr. Pepper!
That is
Dr.
my
Pepper,
favorite
drink.
It's good and nice. It's my favorite thing. It's my little sweet treat. Katie, I know you love your sugar.
Yes.
It's my sweet treat. I have been obsessed with Dr. Pepper my entire life. I know it's not necessarily healthy. Not necessarily. It's not healthy for you at all.
Yeah.
But
all those flavors.
That's my self-care. I love it. Yes.
There it is.
There it is.
I love it. It makes me happy.
Dr.
And it's something
Pampers.
That I look forward to.
It just made all of us happy, Josh.
I love it. Yes.
Good
so good.
All
right. My third pick. Oddly enough, mine is food related as well.
Okay.
All in the name of self-care. Go into your fridge. Grab a bag of shredded cheese. Go to your cupboard, grab the taco chips, and just stand there at your kitchen island and put shredded cheese on a taco chip and put it in your mouth.
That's it. That's all you need.
I love it.
You don't have to melt it or nothing. You ever done that?
Oh, yeah.
All in the name of self-care and maybe slight depression.
Yeah, sometimes you take a pickled jalapeno and put that on top if you're really feeling froggy,
good
you know?
Call.
Like, just assemble nachos right there on the counter.
If you do it with your shirt off, it's even better. But yeah, I've been known to dig into the sharp cheddar, shredded sharp cheddar, just lay it on top of a tortilla chip and shove it in your mouth.
And you're really taking care of yourself if you take your shirt off.
And all your cares just disappear. And you're like, damn, I'm classy.
I love that.
All in the name of self-care.
So good.
There you go, guys. There's your 2026 self-care draft, courtesy of Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. All right, it's Free Ticket Friday with Denver's Mix 100. We have Nuggets playoff tickets all day long that we're going to be giving away to some lucky listeners. We've got a pair. Big Rob has a pair, and Nina has a pair. For your drive home. I don't know how those clowns are giving them away, but all morning long, we've been playing this little sound snippet for you guys. What I did is I recorded four Nuggets players' names, and then I sped it up really, really fast. Here you go.
Woo-hoo!
And so if you can identify the four players in the correct order, first one to get in on the phone lines and do that wins the tickets for tonight. Are we cool with that,
That's
everybody?
That's amazing.
Are we
I'm
happy?
So excited for
Not
this.
Not tonight's game, Monday's
I've checked
game.
Check that, Monday's
yeah,
game.
Yeah, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
So excited.
Psych! Yeah. Monday night's game. All right, let me play it for you a couple more times, and then you guys can try to call in. Here you go. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. First one might get it. Fifth caller might get. We don't know how this is going to go. But identify the players in the correct order. Call now, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, and we'll give these tickets away next! All right, we're having some fun for Free Ticket Friday. We've got some Nuggets tickets that we're giving away on our show. Big Rob will be doing some on his show, and same with Sweet Nina for your drive home. Now, we've been playing this little snippet all morning long. You got to name the players in order, and if you do it correctly, you're going to win tickets to that playoff game on Monday night. First person might get it. I don't know. Sixth person might get it, but I'll let you listen to it one more time. Let's see. I think Aaron was first one in. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning to you. You're all,
Yes. Ooh. You must be a big Nuggets fan, Aaron.
I am. Yeah. I am. Like, I went to Denver Rockets game.
Okay.
Nice. Right.
You've been
so
around.
You've been a fan.
Yeah. Way back. I'm an old lady.
That's all right, Grandma. You will let Grandma's play, too.
It's okay.
No problem. All right, you want me to play it for you one more time? All right, who you got?
I got Nikola Jokic, Aaron Gordon, Jamal Murray, Christian Brown.
Hey!
Dupes.
Super Dupes is right, Aaron.
Oh my gosh. Woo.
Yeah, girl, congratulations. You knocked it out of the park.
I'm going to have to nap on Monday.
You are.
You take a nap, you go knit yourself a little shawl and grab your walker.
You and us both, though, Aaron. We're all going to be napping before that big game five. So
right
there with you.
Well, we want you to go tear it up. Have some fun, courtesy of Mix 100 and Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. But yeah, you'll be at that playoff game Monday at Ball Arena.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Well, Aaron, we can't thank you enough for listening. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to throw you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you all about your prize and get some information from you, okay?
Awesome. Awesome. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, Aaron. Go Nuggets!
Yeah! That is how it's done right there on Free Ticket Friday. And good news, Big Rob, who's coming up next after us, will have another pair to give away, courtesy of Denver's Mix 100.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Oh, this game is absolutely taken off. It's a lot of fun. We do it every Friday morning. And it looks like Janae made it in. Hi, Janae.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
What are you doing this weekend?
I am actually going to a cosplay karaoke thing later tonight with a friend.
Shut your face.
What is that even? Like,
what are you dressing up as?
I don't know yet. We might do something together. We might do some costumes. I'm not sure yet.
Well, is there a theme to the cosplay, or can you just be any character you want?
Any character you want. So it's basically like Fan Expo Denver has little pop-up events prior to Comic-Con. So yeah. They just host little fun events prior that everyone and anyone can go to.
Well, what's on your short list? What are you thinking you're going to dress up as?
Velma from Scooby-Doo, Tinkerbell, or maybe a video game character. I'm not entirely sure.
My vote goes for Thelma.
I like Thelma. Thelma's
love
a good
that.
One. Yeah.
I want you to be Donkey favorite. Kong.
Don't think I could pull that off.
Yeah, no. Stick with Thelma. That's probably a good route for you to go.
Yeah, Thelma's hot, too, so. Thelma. All right, can you send us pictures later to our text line?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, same number you called today. I want you to send us some pictures later. That'll be a lot of fun. All right, here's how this works, Janae. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions, which it sounds like you're going to be pretty tapped in.
Yeah.
Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva. Katie, would you like to say anything?
Yeah, you can get in costume or whatever, but just bring your A game, okay, Janae?
Yeah, you told her.
You got it.
Okay.
Janae, tell Katie to leave the studio, for God's sakes.
All right, I'm out of here.
Okay, good job, Janae. All right, Janae, she's leaving the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And she's in there. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. Tell me, who is the host of The Voice?
Carson Daly.
And what movie did the line, "There's no crying in baseball," come from? Come on, I need an answer. No cheating.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
Pass on that one?
Mm-hmm.
What as seen on TV cleaning detergent had Billy Mays as the spokesperson? May he rest.
OxyClean.
Fourth question. What is the name of Rihanna's youngest baby?
I'm going to pass on that one.
Would you like to say Carson Daly?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, you're going to pass. All right. All right, you're very serious. All right, here is your fifth and final question. What is the name of the wearable lollipop that's been around since the 70s? It's like a piece of jewelry.
Wearable lollipop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I don't think I know that one.
Would you like to say Carson Daly?
Nah.
You want to say pass?
Yeah, I'll say pass.
All right, Tinkerbell, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. We're going to play one song. It's 2 minutes and 40 seconds. We'll bring Katie back in, and we'll see how she does with part two of Katie Crush coming up next. All right, we pulled Katie by the hair because she likes it back into the studios for part two of Katie Crush. Janae, are you still with us?
I am.
How do you feel like you did, Janae?
I feel like I got two correct.
Yeah. All right, we'll see how Katie does here. Katie, who is the host of The Voice?
Carson Daly.
Ew. Janae, you said Carson Daly too!
Hey, Janae!
Hey!
Hey!
There she is.
There we go.
Katie, I got a movie one for you. What movie gave us the line, "There's no crying in baseball"?
Oh, so great. Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own. Who's he saying that to again? Madonna, right? Or no, it's the other
one. No, it was Rosie O'Donnell.
It was the girl.
Gina Davis's. Was it Gina? It doesn't matter.
It's Gina Davis's character.
Nobody cares. Janae, you said pass.
Yeah.
Okay. Katie, what as seen on TV cleaning detergent had Billy Mays as its spokesperson?
Billy Mays here. OxyClean, right?
Yes. May he rest.
Yes.
I think, Janae, you said OxyClean as well.
Janae!
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
yeah,
you did.
Girl. You got clean clothes. Okay, fourth one. What is the name of Rihanna's youngest baby? League of
Oh,
Baby.
I just saw it in a little Dior diaper. It was so cute. On. Oh, it's Rocky. Rocky is the baby's name. Oh, I love her.
Named after dad.
Janae, so you said pass.
Yeah.
She wanted to say Carson
cute
Daly.
Cute little baby, though.
She really wanted to. I had to talk her out of it, though. Fifth and final question. What's the name of the wearable lollipop? It's like jewelry. It's been around since the 70s.
Like a candy necklace? Wearable lollipop?
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
I was looking for ring pop.
Oh!
Unanimous. Oh!
I didn't understand the assignment on that one.
Janae said Carson Daly. Oh. No. 4-2. Janae, you've officially been crushed by Katie. Aw, man.
It's okay.
That's all right.
Sorry,
you can
Janae
still live your life. This doesn't define you,
yeah,
Janae.
You're still awesome.
This does
awesome
not define you at all.
Still awesome.
Janae, I'm going to put you on hold. Josh wants to come back and chat with you really quick, though, before you hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right, don't go anywhere.
Hang on.
Josh, stop hitting on all of our contestants. good news is we'll play Katie Crush again on Monday morning here at Mix 100. Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
Get rid of these questions. Never to be seen from again. Big Rob is coming up next. Goes commercial free for about 90 minutes at 11:30. And then don't forget, it's Free Ticket Friday. Big Rob and Nina, they both have a pair of Denver Nuggets playoff tickets for Monday night's game for you guys.
Game 5, let's go.
Whoa, hut. Woo. Oh, wait, wrong sport.
Nope.
they'll give you all the details on their shows on how you can win those. You guys have a great weekend. If you are at the Mammoth game on Saturday night, keep an eye out for us. We might be up on the Jumbotron or something.
Yeah, say hi.
Yeah, we'll be out
love
there.
Love to see
you. We'll be back bright and early Monday morning. You guys have a great weekend. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100.
Bye.
Bye-bye.